Helen Shore, this is Lynn.
Well, you finally got a chance to breathe over there?
Oh, for a minute.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I know I mentioned you, those goods got back, but I do appreciate you getting those out when I asked.
Yeah, not a problem, sweetie. I didn't have a problem. You've helped me out a lot, so
yeah.
It's the least I can do.
Yeah,
no. All I can do is tell you no.
Yeah.
If you help me, I help you. So.
There you go.
Anyway,
one hand washes the other.
I know. I'm past due on that payment, but I'm going
to
make it next week, and I have to wait. I've got some really good jobs. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye, ladies. Sorry. Yeah, I've got some really big jobs coming up and coming in next week, so the money is starting to roll in, which
yeah.
is trying to be frugal for a minute. And it's like, okay, it's coming.
There you go. Well, you know, I just blew up on one of my clients, actually, believe it or not.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's...
I can't even imagine anger in your voice.
Well, no,
let's hope I never invoke it.
It was all email, so it didn't...
okay. Well, that's still, though.
Yeah.
You can still feel it.
Yeah, it's like this, you know, this lady who's always on our website, and... You know, I took her off the website because she always uses it and orders stones from other vendors and then never calls me for orders. So, you know,
yeah.
And she every time I call her, she's like, you got to stop calling me. So I was just at one point, I was like, all right, you know what? F you, lady.
Yeah, that's the kind of people you don't want to do business with.
No.
You know?
Right. So.
I had a customer with an elk ivory thing here a couple weeks ago. Well, I never give an estimate or quote.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's something like, okay, a simple sizing.
Right.
You know, if it's a custom job to make these elk ivory rings, I told them the ring part would probably be about $500. I have no idea what the labor and carving the wax and setting the stone, the ivory is going to be. So I have to get an estimate. Well, this sucker tried to hold me to $500, and I'm like, I never gave you an estimate. That's why I send these in to get the estimate. I'm not the goldsmith. I don't know what their labor is and their materials.
Right.
I said, every job is different. When it's custom, there is no set price. You have to get an estimate. I said, having them in sterling silver, your ring shouldn't be any more than $500. But the rest of it is going to be different. That's why I get the estimate. Well, he's from California, so that's a person... And then they've been calling me weekly. Are my ivories back? Are my ivories back? And I'm like, oh, I felt like saying, yeah, but I thought I'd wait and hold out and call you next week. But I didn't. It's like I don't want to do business with people like that anyway. You know, because if you're going to have that kind of mentality, you know, if you knock your ring on the steering wheel and scratch it, they'd probably blame me. That's the kind of people. She actually wasn't like that, but he was. And it's like, whatever. You know, if I lost a sale, I lost a sale, but that's the kind of people I don't want to do business with, so it's okay.
Right.
And I said, if I knew what the price would be, I wouldn't have sent it in for the estimate.
Right.
Got to send the picture of what you want. One's a 7.5, one's a 12.5.
Yeah.
But I think I know I made about a $4,400 sale, which that'll, you know.
There you go.
Well, I had to order a half a carat oval Yogo Sapphire from Bozeman from the Gem Gallery because I didn't have them in stock. I don't have half carats. And then the ring mounting, so I'm overnighting all of those. So I can get it to my jeweler so I can get it set and returned before Christmas. Because, my God, Dustin, it's right around the corner.
Right.
I am, like, kind of freaked out. I know Helen's going to come work with me, but it's going to be jagged days. I wish I knew a young 16-year-old girl, and I don't. I don't want to just randomly get anybody, but I might have to. The thing is, I want to put them on payroll. I'll pay a minimum wage, but under the table. I'm not set up to put someone on payroll right now. I don't even know how to do payroll. Yeah, to be honest. I don't. I've never done it. So I could probably figure it out, but... And I just put the wrong price on something, I think. Let's see here. This rose gold diamond, and finally set one of those third carat diamonds I got from you way back earlier this year. And, okay, I was making sure I put the right price on there. I did, because my oldest daughter was on the phone, and they're about ready to break up for 12 years. Of course, we think so, but we don't know, because they have a big fight, and then the smoke clears, and then everything's good until the next big fight.
Right.
But I don't know what to tell her, and I can't sugarcoat it too much. She's got to learn to decide what to do. And she hates it when I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, Mom is sorry. You know, he's such an asshole, but it takes two to tango. And I know my daughter is bullheaded and controlling. But I don't say that to her.
Because
it'll hurt her feelings.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta be nice, you know.
Yeah, my mama was always nice to me until she'd put her foot down and say, okay, well, you know, your future's in your hands. You make the decisions. I don't want to hear you cry about it anymore. I'm like, okay, Mom, sorry.
All right. That's funny.
I think my daughter is more worried about what everyone's going to think if they split up than actually worrying about her happiness. I don't know. They're just fire and gasoline. They're both good people, but they're both headstrong. They both want to be right, and they both want to be in control.
Yeah, you're right.
No, but anyway, things are good. Are sales picking up for you? Doing good?
I mean, October and November have been hot for me. December's like a little oof, so I got to pick it up here.
Yeah.
I got a couple more calls to make before I head out in the next 10 minutes, so.
Tuesday was absolutely dead in here. I made $10 on a battery. Wednesday was a little better. Today has been, like, busy. And it's 10 to 4, and I would have been going home, but I'm open till 5:30, so.
All right.
And I'll probably be here till 7 tomorrow night because it's ladies' night downtown.
Well, have fun with it. Like, you know, enjoy it. And, oh, my God, I got these people calling me now. Oh, my goodness. I hate to let you go, but I got to go.
Okay, Dustin.
All
good
right.
Luck with that.
All
bye,
right,
sweetie. Bye.
Thanks.